This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Okay, we're back on the John and Genesis Network. This is Greg Ford, military doctor, MD. And so we're just talking about the fact that this is just one phase of the war in Ukraine, and the military generals at the Pentagon, I actually saw the news on Fox the other day, are predicting this could last for years. This can't last for years. This is something that's going to keep on expanding. And it's my guess we have 30 to 60 days. If Ukraine is going to push out the Russians, they need artillery, they need aircraft, they need advanced, what we call offensive weapon systems. Defensively, the Ukrainians are holding the Russians back very nicely. And that's what's really refreshing the heck out of the Russians. The Russians have inferior troops, not fully trained, don't feel motivated, and a lot of them have died or they've lost their motivation to actually go in there and kill Russian-speaking Ukrainians. And so what's going on right now is Putin and the generals that are there have to go to the front lines with them to actually manage them, and that's why they've lost a lot of their frontline generals. If the Ukrainians get the fancy drones and artillery and aircraft and everything, they will kick out and push out the Russians if they don't. And if Ukraine falls, at least part of Ukraine, and then it expands over the next several months or years to all of Ukraine, the Russians won't stop there. They'll keep on growing, taking over Georgia, Hungary, the Baltics, Norway, Sweden. And then Putin or his cohorts will reestablish the Soviet Union. And now they made financial and other alliances with other countries like Iran, China. They want to replace the Western powers, including the petrodollar and so on. So we're facing some major changes in the alignment of powers in the world. My guess is that Russia right now has probably bit off more than they can chew. And the Western powers, once they realize how serious this is, they're going to actually increase their weapons delivery to Ukraine in the next 30 days that will make sure that the Ukrainians are able to not only stop the Russians, but prevent long-range missile attacks that are taking out like this train station where they killed 100 people. And this is an example of the Russians. This is their old policy going back to the 30s and 40s in World War II, where if they're not winning on direct engagement with the enemy, like they did with Nazi Germany, they just step back and use artillery and shell them into the next dimension and kill everybody. And that's how they won against Germany. They didn't win by direct combat face-to-face. They won by long-range artillery and scorched earth policy, didn't they?
Yes, and we need to point out that the counter-artillery batteries now have been refined and developed to where they're actually much more accurate and deadly than they were in World War II.
Right. In other words, we can stop missiles coming in from Russia or from other places in Ukraine. We can stop missiles dropped by planes or long-range artillery. And, in fact, these anti-artillery systems are so efficient, it completely neutralizes the idea of, and it's more than just having more MiG-29 aircraft for the Ukrainians. These are systems that some of them are autonomous, even suicidal. They can go in there with a drone and take out all kinds of equipment and so on. And the Russians can't stop them. So if we give all the proper equipment that we've developed in the West, the Russians have no chance whatsoever to win in this. No matter what their policy and attitude is, which is scorched earth, they can't possibly win. And Russia is absolutely determined to do this because they believe that their geopolitical and religious system is being violated by the West, right?
Yes, to put it lightly. And, of course, now what the Ukrainians need is smart weapons. And, fortunately, the smart weapons, the intelligent weapons that the West has we spent a lot of money on developing, is they're becoming capable, and once those are delivered, the Ukrainians stand a chance of preventing their own annihilation.
Right. So, my guess is the next 90 days that's going to happen, and the Russians basically are scrambling right now to try to see if they can put a lot of their forces together to take the Donbass, but they take a scorched earth policy. If they aren't winning in direct contact with the Ukrainians, they just go in and bomb it to hell and just destroy and kill everybody. And the Ukrainians have actually captured and killed an awful lot of Russians. The Russians have realized trying to fight Ukraine with the training that we've given them and the equipment for defense, they don't have much of a chance of actually direct face-to-face combat with Ukrainians. A 4-to-1 ratio of Ukrainians with advanced Western equipment and training, the Russians can't win, right? They have to use other tactics in order to win against the Ukrainians.
And remember, thank goodness that the Ukrainians have trained. They've come over to the United States and they have trained in places like here in California. They have been trained on Soviet tactics and Russian tactics, and so they know what had happened, say, 8-9 years ago. Now the Ukrainians aren't sitting ducks like they were.
Right.
So they do stand a chance now. You know, thank goodness for the U.S. upgrading and up and notifying and warning them that the Russian doctrine is vulnerable, and with American weapons, with Western weapons, they can protect themselves.
One of the things about the Russians is they have the attitude of, don't tell us that we aren't superior and always able to win the battles. And so the Russians will change the technology by one-upping it by being more and more unethical in their battlefield tactics. In other words, they will engage by killing civilians and wiping out cities and, you know, train stations and people trying to escape. And that's their way of trying to win the battle. Okay, that's not a way of winning a proper war. Because especially if you're an occupying force and you want to occupy, say, part of Ukraine or all of Ukraine, you can't have an occupation force to kill the civilians like that. You're just not going to win in the long term, are you?
Well, one has to remember that as I can attest to as an intelligence analyst, is that the Soviets don't hardly ever train. The Russians don't hardly change their doctrine. And I can attest to that as in Syria, as in Vietnam, okay, all of these places in the Middle East, yes, the doctrine's still been the same. Yes, the Ukrainians are outnumbered, but the thing is the Ukrainians are better educated, better trained, and they have the state-of-the-art Western technology on their side.
Now, let's look at the bigger picture of what's going on here. And I want you to describe it in your words, not my words. What do you see as the Grand Reset? What is the Grand Reset that Bob's talking about? And why are the Russians being excluded from the Grand Reset? What's going on there?
Well, I think the Grand Reset is entirely based on economics. And what I mean when I say that is that just in the last, 4 weeks, the Russians have been paid, literally paid, billions of dollars. And so the thing is the Westerners and the Ukrainians were unaware of that. Okay, that they have billions of dollars to spend, all right, and to field another massive army, and so
right.
And that has been and they've been paid that through energy sales,
right.
Shipments and sales.
But what I heard is around $322 billion is what they've achieved in the past year caused by energy sales.
Right, maybe the last year, but in the last few weeks, that is exactly that, billions of dollars. And so we need to anticipate that and take that into consideration, the battle line equation, okay,
right.
in dealing with them. So,
right.
So
now, I want to mention a couple other things in battle lines. The new battle lines include things like cybernetic hacking into power grids, commerce, air traffic controllers, bridges, all kinds of stuff in terms of even oil pipelines. For example, remember last year they attacked the pipeline down in the southeastern United States, and we had to pay them like $10 or $15 million just to unhack that oil pipeline. So I don't think people realize the battle is now a global battle. What I heard from my computer tech guy, Simon Tigerson, is that there's 250,000 hackers both on the Russian side and our side. They're battling each other because they're hacking into commerce sites, communication sites, other sites, and so on. So there's battles going on in all kinds of layers and levels that would never occur in any previous war. The other thing is, of course, biological and genetic battles. We know that the coronavirus itself was a genetically engineered bioweapon. We know the vaccines were. The Russians don't use an mRNA vaccine, and neither do the Chinese. Now, the Chinese vaccine was even less, you know, less useful than even ours, which was pretty useless. But what's going on right now is China's got in Shanghai a massive explosion of coronavirus. It may be a newer strain, but apparently they're suffering children and parents there. And they also have a new hemorrhagic fever that's starting to spread through China. So my guess is when people assume that the coronavirus is gone, they don't understand that vaccinated people create new strains. And this is going to get more and more hairy. And it's going to affect the world in terms of food supply, e-commerce, and this war that's going on in Ukraine. It's going to affect it dramatically, isn't it?
And you need to remember, Bill, that yes, all of that is true. But the situation is that the cyber war is just warming up. The
right.
Cyber war, and the thing is the only way that.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you. Need a powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens? Allicin Med is the powerful universal pathogen killer's latest advance of German-sourced allicin, enzymatically stabilized to clear the body of bacteria, fungi, mycobacteria, and parasites. It penetrates body biofilms and is non-toxic to tissues. Pathogen resistance cannot develop for long-term body-optimized wellness. Clear stealth pathogens that promote autoimmune disease, cancer, and vascular inflammation and plaque and promote healing of tissues. Now pathogen-free. With 200 milligrams more power than prior Alamed, you can't get a more powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens. Give your body what it needs. Allicin Med. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. That's 1-888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
Coronavirus is a serious... This is a serious worldwide pandemic, and many people are looking for their best defense. It's here at NutriMedical.com. Prepare with a first line of defense kit from NutriMedical. Dr. Bill Deagle's first line of defense kit helps block airborne pathogens and shuts down all viruses. This viral defense kit includes NIOSH N95 mask, antiviral wipes, monotomic Nutriodine, NutriSilver antipathogenic spray, NutriDefense viral capsid blocker, Allicin Med, so powerful it kills MRSA, Power-C Plus to stop viral replication and cytokine storms. Our NutriMeds are unique in power and persistence to kill toxic viral particles and speed recovery. Protect your family now. Get your first line of defense kit from NutriMedical.com today. Don't be a carrier or succumb to COVID-19. Be prepared with Dr. Bill's first line of defense kit. Click NutriMedical.com, spelled NutriMedical.com, or call 888-212-8871, bringing nutrition and medicine together. NutriMedical.
He's always in the ballpark, but now I go further because my situation is a little different in terms of the specific areas I cover because I understand the biology of transhumanism. I understand the Gedelt project and the virtual world project and the actual plan for the development of bioweapons. In 1997, I worked with Reserve Admiral Hughes in Operation Topoff and Dark Winter. So I understand the development of bioweapons. In 2006, I came to L.A. and did a conference and talked about the coming superplagues were going to be part of the reset of the world economy. And that, of course, is the development of the coronavirus, which is basically got genes even from the 1917 pandemic, which actually are part of the gene complex is actually from the AIDS virus that we created to actually reverse engineer the 1917 pandemic, which is the typhus vaccine created by the Rockefellers that caused the typhus vaccine and created the Spanish flu of 1917-18. Well, the vaccinated people in China went back to the Belt and Road nations. They brought the actual plague of the coronavirus all over the world. It was actually the vaccinated people that went back to Belt and Road nations from central China that created the worldwide plague. People don't know this, do they? And I try to get people to interview me on this, including Robert Kennedy. A lot of them have different knowledge about what's going on, but I got a lot of my information directly from Francis Boyle and classified sources. So a lot of the people, like, for example, Alex, you can speculate and say a lot of correct things. The real issue here is we're dealing with Satanism and atheism, transhumanism, versus the family. And what I see going on here, this ultimate battle between, say, Russia and their particular viewpoint and the West's viewpoint, these are all different versions of control of the human race. And what's going on right now is this battle is warming up because we have Earth changes coming. For example, you can see extreme climate changes around the world, where it looks like we have changes indicating we're going to have a pole shift of the poles of the Earth, which means we're probably going to have a slide of the actual crust of the Earth sometime in the not-too-distant future. We have in April 2024, a solar eclipse crossing in the United States, which is very likely to occur with a solar event, including a possible explosion. And in April 29, we actually have the passage of Apophis, 8 times larger than the asteroid that destroyed the dinosaur 65 million years ago, but it'll pass 2 lunar distances from Earth, but its debris field will hit Earth, which means we're dealing with some end, but this is before 2030, we're dealing with a number of possible events and geoclimatic disasters that are about to strike the Earth, and the globalists want to save themselves. And I think a lot of what we see going on right now is the action by globalists and billionaires trying to protect themselves while they are basically trying to reduce the world population one way or another, whether it's the infertility caused by the vaccines, starting war, getting shortness of pesticides, fertilizers and food supplies to the population, and a collapse of the economy. Because we estimate that the coronavirus, I'm going to guess, worldwide probably killed around 7 or 8 million people, most of them from inadequate or inappropriate care because they didn't get vitamin D and so on. But hundreds of millions probably died from starvation and economic collapse caused by the coronavirus and lockdowns. Does that make sense?
Yes, in several ways, but to extrapolate that would be to reduce it to simplicity. And, yeah. And I reported on your show, I know for a fact that when I was in Iraq, that yes, they had developed. And it was on an old site laboratory of 3 separate laboratories, but it was they were older laboratories, and right. they had developed the what was called the Bellerophon and the Chimera. Okay, the Chimera in Samara. They had developed actually the attacking agent and also the immune response, the vaccines, okay, for defense.
You're talking about the coronavirus and also the vaccine too, right?
Right, exactly.
Yeah, these have actually been in step by step being built over the last 40 years. It's not just something in the last 5 or 10; it's over many decades.
And so when I was there though. I saw the situation develop to where it was the development of this condition with the COVID, and then also the transfer. It was based on the old Spanish flu, the Spanish flu organism, but it was also transferred when it was developed there in those laboratories. It was transferred to Wuhan, China. Wuhan I know.
You're exactly correct, and I just want to fill you details. What Dr. Francis Boyle showed me with papers is that there's five different viruses. One of the first was the actual AIDS virus, which came out of the 1970 pandemic. They got over to 1950s and 70s. Then they combined adding the other genes from other pathogens and so on to allow it to transfer across the AIDS receptor by modifying the specific section of the virus that was attached to the AIDS receptor of humans. And so there's actually five different viruses put together as a chimera. And so you're absolutely correct that this is what's going on. And the thing is that what we have right now is if it was normal flu, it would go back and become an endemic and come back every year, but maybe less and less lethal like the regular flu. But what we've had because of the vaccine is there's going to be more lethal and less lethal strains show up, especially with the vaccinated population where there is what's called VAIDS or vaccine-induced T helper cell population reduction. So it's like AIDS, you end up with a decrease in T helper cells and more likely to get serious infections or chronic things like chronic, what we call long COVID. A lot of people are confused by long COVID. Long COVID is decrease in the NADH levels and energy in the mitochondria, increased levels of hydroperoxy radical, cross-linking the von Willebrand clotting factor, and other things related to mitochondrial function. So it's basically your mitochondria that are being affected by these viruses, right?
As I understand it, yes, at this point.
Greg, I want you to get your pay on this because we tried in other shows to do this. I think we have enough time to do this. We're dealing with something that is actually in its simplicity is a combination of Satanism on the one side, trying to take over the human race and our biology, and quote the family, which basically is normal human beings having children and, you know, created in the image of God and going to church and being the building block of every civilization. Where in India, the caste system is the family. In China, the traditional Chinese family is very, very traditional. Here in the West, families related to whatever religion they are, the family are the building block of civilization. But the globalists want to get rid of the family. They want to get rid of the idea of females, and they want fetuses to be created in laboratories. And people don't understand that the transition is something that was in even some of the writings of Adolf Hitler back as long as the 1930s and 40s about the arrival of the new Übermensch, he called it, you know, the new kind of transhuman. And I don't think people realize that that if you look at this, it goes back, it proceeds for thousands of years before Nazism, the idea of somehow Satanism and materialistic transhumanism taking over a human destiny, isn't it?
I'm sorry, was that a question, Bill?
See, I just wanted to see what your comment is on Satanism and materialism trying to take over human destiny. That's what I see happening here.
Right. Well,
serious worldwide pandemic, and many people are looking for their best defense. It's here at NutriMedical.com. Prepare with a first line of defense kit from NutriMedical. Dr. Bill Deagle's first line of defense kit helps block airborne pathogens and shuts down all viruses. This viral defense kit includes NIOSH N95 mask, antiviral wipes, monotomic Nutriodine, NutriSilver antipathogenic spray, NutriDefense viral capsid blocker, Allicin Med, so powerful it kills MRSA, Power C Plus to stop viral replication and cytokine storms. Our NutriMeds are unique in power and persistence to kill toxic viral particles and speed recovery. Protect your family now. Get your first line of defense kit from NutriMedical.com today. Don't be a carrier or succumb to COVID-19. Be prepared with Dr. Bill's first line of defense kit. Click NutriMedical.com, spelled NutriMedical.com, or call...
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
As Russia's unprovoked invasion of Ukraine continues, the United States has been clear about supplying Ukraine with strictly defensive weapons. But Florida Republican Congressman Michael Walls wants to see a shift in this policy. He's encouraging NATO to help Ukraine launch strikes on Russia's critical infrastructure like oil depots.
If we leave all of Russian logistics unfettered, then they would be able to continue to push and push and push more men and material.
The trial of four men charged with plotting to kidnap and kill Michigan's governor is ending in not guilty verdicts and a mistrial. The jury found two men not guilty and could not reach a verdict with two others, resulting in a mistrial. The four men who claimed an FBI informant set them up faced life in prison sentences if found guilty. USA Radio News. Microsoft is continuing to block Russian hackers.
Microsoft says it blocked Russian cyber attacks aimed at Ukraine. The tech company believes a hijacking group connected to Russia's military intelligence service tried to establish long-term access to the target networks. Officials have been tracking the group for years and say teams have been working around the clock to protect organizations in Ukraine since the invasion. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Allergy season is in full bloom, but in a COVID world, symptoms can be similar. Today's show, medical correspondent Dr. Natalie Azar says there are still differences between the two.
Super itchy eyes, itchy nose, more consistent with allergy, and of course, the muscle aches, the fever, the loss of taste and smell is more consistent with COVID.
Right now, many tree pollens are very common, and depending on where you live, different allergens peak at different times. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Coronavirus is a serious worldwide pandemic, and many people are looking for their best defense. It's here at NutriMedical.com. Prepare with a first line of defense kit from NutriMedical. Dr. Bill Deagle's first line of defense kit helps block airborne pathogens and shuts down all viruses. This viral defense kit includes NIOSH N95 mask, antiviral wipes, monotomic Nutriodine, NutriSilver antipathogenic spray, NutriDefense viral capsid blocker, Allicin Med, so powerful it kills MRSA, Power C Plus to stop viral replication and cytokine storms. Our NutriMeds are unique in power and persistence to kill toxic viral particles and speed recovery. Protect your family now. Get your first line of defense kit from NutriMedical.com today. Don't be a carrier or succumb to COVID-19. Be prepared with Dr. Bill's first line of defense kit. Click NutriMedical.com, spelled NutriMedical.com, or call 888-2-
Dr. Muzzi, for his nuclear knowledge and capabilities.
Okay. I want to get open up this can of worms here now. I'm going to lay out a prediction of what I suspect. I think in the next, I say, 90 days, if Ukraine gets the offensive weapon systems that we're promising them, they're going to push the Russians back. I expect the Russians, in response, are going to use closed quarters policy and their advanced artillery to bomb the hell out of whatever's left of parts of Ukraine while they're trying to, where they're leaving. Okay? Which is going to get very ugly.
Yeah.
But we have these anti-artillery systems, so it's going to work on a knockout a lot of it. Now, the problem is the ratio of how much we're going to knock out. Are you going to knock out 20% or 70% or 80%? Now, a few years ago, I think it was 3 or 4 years ago, they did a simulation in Hawaii where they actually, and I had no of my contacts, they had Israel shoot a missile at Hawaii, and they wanted to see if our anti-missile systems worked against stopping this missile. And it was a blank. It didn't have anything on it, but it was actually a missile heading toward Hawaii Island.
The Kwajalein, actually.
Right. And what happened is they actually found that the anti-missile systems didn't work. When I worked at U.S. Missile Defense Command as a doctor, again, one of my things is I'm an advanced scientist with many, many backgrounds. For example, back in 1968, I was actually recruited to go to plasma nuclear physics at MIT. Because I had actually already taught myself quantum mechanics along with what God showed me. So I was actually recruited to go to do a PhD directly from grade 11 to MIT in nuclear physics. And I decided when I graduated the next year to go into biology and do an honors degree in biochemistry and then a PhD in marine bacteriology and oceanography. So I finished my oceanographic PhD research project at age 20 before I went to medical school the next year. And that was back in, you know, at age 20. What people don't understand is they've been working on these things forever. And then a lot of the projects that were going on in Nazi Germany, both their intel agencies and their space programs, et cetera, are all being developed in Germany. And they were transferred from Germany as part of the settlement at the end of the war. They're transferred to the United States. So the OSS, which later became the CIA, the NSA, etc., those are all basically, if you want to call it, Nazi daughter children, okay? People don't understand that in fact, intel agencies and our advanced space programs are all basically daughters of the amalgamation of what was going on in the United States and Nazi Germany, right?
And the Thule-Greenland Accords.
Right, and Thule-Greenland. Now, of course, there's one of the things that the Germans were doing there. They went down there to a thing called Neuschwabenland, which is Antarctica, because they realized there had been a pole shift, and Antarctica, before the last pole shift, was part of a large continent where there was very advanced technology, including technology from space aliens that were actually visiting the area of the southern tip of South America. And what most people don't realize, these things like the Atacama Plain of South America, where the aliens were actually landing ships and so on, because people don't realize we have a very populated universe. And they want to zoom this now. Of course, you're seeing it lately on Tucker Carlson and other shows where they're talking about aliens. Well, because I was an Air Force Academy, doctor for the Air Force Academy and also airline pilots, I know about alien encounters. There were so many photographs and evidence of this. It's mind-boggling. And, in fact, I took care of the people working on TR-3B, which is the largest, if you want to call it, anti-pulsion anti-pulsion kind of aircraft that we have built in China Lake, California, which is basically one of our main sites for large volume devices that can carry tanks and thousands of troops. In these anti-pulsion vehicles are a large triangular space vehicle. And a lot of people don't realize that we have very advanced science, but we're not talking about it because we hide it, including computing science. For example, I took care of the people working with the Goodell project on what's called the gallium-4 arsenide systems, where the gallium-5 the arsenide system, which is a quantum system for computing. And within 11 months after he developed the Seymour Cray, they killed him near Air Force Academy with a vehicle that came across the freeway, hit him right in front of Air Force Academy, because they didn't want this information to get out, because the ultimate battlefield here is a battlefield for data. Data is the ultimate battlefield, whether it's financial or genetic, right? In fact, if you can do genetic modeling with warfare, with digital data for monitoring people or creating a virtual copy of Earth called the Goodell Project. The Goodell Project is basically like the movie The Matrix. Well, I took care of the employees working on The Matrix and worked inside The Matrix at Schriever Air Force Base. And I know things. I only talk a little bit about some of it because some of it's so complex technologically. But the fact is we're dealing with an interaction between advanced evil, I call it exoplanetary and transdimensional evil, that's indwelling our world leaders. Our world leaders are people we call of clay and iron. Now, that's my ministry. Clay and iron is we have humans that are basically possessed by transdimensional exoplanetary evil beings. And the primary ones out there that are the alien beings that are indwelling our world leaders are what's called the Draco Reptilians from their dead star system called Alpha Draconis in the constellation Orion. Now, why is that important? It's because you have to understand it's not just greedy or self-centered humans. We're dealing with transhumans that are indwelled by transdimensional entities. A lot of them actually go through a satanic procedure where they actually go through secret orders that actually get them indwelled by these entities. So that the world leaders are all basically we call people of clay and iron. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Now I know you've had alien encounters yourself. And so what people don't understand is there's good ones out there too. In fact, it says in the Bible, two-thirds of the beings out there are good, and one-third is bad. And that actually fits with what's going on in space. We actually have a galactic war. What I was told basically back it happened on Mars, who knows how many centuries or meons ago, but Mars had a population of humans on it. It was destroyed by an ancient galactic war with Dracos, and they had ancient lakes and cities and everything on there, and they're destroyed. And, in fact, the population on Earth are actually colonists from Mars. That's what I was told. Also, we actually have had a colony on Mars since 1982, although they try to hide it and say we've not been there. Because they're using anti-pulsion vehicles, which are not propulsion, but anti-pulsion, where they create a time-space vortex expansion of time-space, so you go at very high velocities. And they're using fusion of helium-3 to create what's called a fusion type of propulsion system. So instead of propulsion by pushing something behind an object to push it forward, they're creating a time-space vortex in front of it to suck it into that time-space so they can push aside space-based nanoparticles and other things so it wouldn't rip through the vehicle and tear the people's genes apart while it goes at high velocities through space. So people don't understand that we have much more advanced technology, and we're directly interacting with advanced species and beings from other worlds. And this has been known by the Vatican and every secret order on Earth. All of the secret orders all know. The high-level secret orders that are Jewish, Christian, the Vatican, and high levels of all the governments, they're fully aware of this, aren't they?
You know, Bill, I hate to say this, but if we continue talking about this subject matter, I need to clear this some information with you before you put it out to your listening audience. All right. So what I'd like to do is talk to you. I'll give you a call. And
we can drop it on this subject line. We can get it carried up after call, and we'll pick it up on say Monday or Tuesday.
Right.
And the reason why I'm saying this, I don't want to get too deep into it. I just want to say this: we're dealing with something right out of the Bible. If you look at the Bible, the Bhagavad Gita, the Upanishads, the Book of the Dead, and the Urantia book, you find every holy book, including the writings of Kratamuchwa by David Eikenson, who talked about it. You'll see these things are actually embedded in every holy book on earth. It's not something that the ego created. I'm just talking about something historically you can read. And my son, Matthew, is very brilliant on this too. He understands it. But every person is a good academic. And I've had high level Masons on my show, like, I can't remember his name off the top of my head, but he was one who was actually in Rome as a high-level Mason. They're fully aware of this. This is not something that old Eagle thought of that idea. It's in the back of his weird head. What I want people to understand is we're dealing with an evil that's much more intelligent than average, that actually is directing our evil leaders on Earth, that is an intention to try to destroy the biology of the human race and destroy the destiny of mankind to become a galactic civilization. Now, why I say that is, on the other hand, we are actually about to be married to God. In other words, the marriage supper of the Lamb comes after this big war that's about to happen. That marriage supper is where God actually fuses with mankind, and we become basically the bride of the Creator and become a truly galactic civilization. So where we're headed is toward a marriage ceremony with the Creator of the universe. The human race is saved. That's what I'm talking about. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does. On an extrapolation basis, yes, it does.
Yeah, without getting into details, I just want to cover that. We'll get into more of the stuff later. I'm contracting.
Angstrom silver, wrapped in hydrogen and with a liposomal enzymatic envelope to deliver to target tissues. It will kill all viruses, bacteria, parasites, and pathogens. It goes through the biofilm with an amazing new technology developed by Dr. Bill at NutraMedical.com. You can get this amazing new nutraceutical, which is non-toxic for the eye, respiratory tract, or nose, or skin, at NutraMedical, NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com, or our order line, 888-212-8871. This new technology releases the silver ion to stimulate not only killing pathogens, but stimulates tissue regeneration and stem cell activation. It is thousands of times stronger than any colloidal or ionic silver complex, and with its enzymatic liposomal envelope, delivers it to the target tissues with very small dosages.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
NutriMedical's Power C Plus is the greatest important breakthrough in vitamin C technology since Linus Pauling. It is the only neutral pH vitamin C in the world as a calcium, magnesium, potassium, sodium ascorbate salt with bioperin, a black pepper extract, to increase absorption by 40%. When you take PowerC+, it helps to alkalinize all the cells of your body instantly, raise the oxygen level and energetic level of cells, suppress cancer and inflammation in your body, and help you fight infections. PowerC+ also helps to build up the collagen in your body, hyaluronic acid in your joints, and the glycosaminoglycans in your joints, as well as to improve healing of any tissue in your body. PowerC+ is very unique at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com, where you can order, or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, NutriMedical.com. Red Deer Velvet DR is an amazing new product with a patent to preserve 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones, same as fetal life, where you don't age at all. The state of fetal life allows the 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones produced by the placenta to be supportive of the regeneration of tissues and organs, with maximum apoptosis changing the tissue and organ structure of a fetus. That's why if fetal surgery is performed, there is no scar. Taking 2 to 3 capsules twice a day with oncomycin, MycoD2, provides an amazing support for regeneration of any tissue and organ in the body, and even advanced stem cell therapy support treatment. Do get NutriMedical's Red Deer Velvet DR from Dr. Bill Deagle at NutriMedical.com.
I need to make sure that or point out is that when you look at Vladimir Putin, it's the same reaction. Most people have the same reaction that you did when you looked at Hillary Clinton, and there's a reason for that, Bill. But
in other words, Vladimir Putin. I don't know the entire full history, but I'll tell you what I've heard, and this is from some of my sources. I don't know all enough of it. But apparently Putin is a descendant of Rasputin and the Tsarina of Russia. Have you heard that too?
I haven't heard that, but I can imagine, since I have been to both places and I know what has gone on about Rasputin, okay? And right. also Ivan the First or Ivan the Terrible, okay? There's some sort of connection there.
Right. No, I don't know exactly. What happened is I asked God years ago, just showed me about 7-8 years ago, how Hillary Clinton was created. And God showed me a vision that this little girl was taken, very innocent, to a home in New England. And her parents were high-level, if you want to call it, Masons or, you know, they brought her to this place, and they had this ceremony like that movie, Eyes Wide Shut. And they had people walking around with this goat's head mask on and a red cowl on, and they had these staves with a goat's head on it, and they would march around this altar that was in a black obsidian rock with a little boy that was strapped to it, and actually he was drugged out, so he was ready to be sacrificed. And what they did is they were saying the Lord's Prayer in Hebrew backwards. They're doing it, say the actual prayer backwards. And I learned how to do what's called backwards speech back when I was a kid, because I'm, you know, a savant. I knew how to do all kinds of stuff that what I learned when I was in Catholic school. And so what happens, I realize what they're doing is they're getting ready for a satanic ceremony. What they did is they cut his chest, took a portion of his heart, and fed it in some of the blood to Hillary, while they said a prayer to her to have her be indwelt by a transdimensional entity. And I realized that when we look at these families, the most power anybody can get is not just cursing the population, but cursing their own blood descendants. So Hillary's parents actually, in a sense, cursed her with being indwelt by a transdimensional entity. And it wouldn't surprise me at all that Putin is a similar kind of thing. We're dealing with a person of clay and iron driving society toward this ultimate catastrophe of World War III. Because you can see that here in what's going on in our society right now. And if they're not directly running everything, they're behind the scenes running things where you don't see it. Where you look at people like, for example, Klaus Schwab, and you look at George Soros. Soros is a descendant of what's called the if you want to call it fake Hebrews, they're descended from Georgia, that were originally worshippers of the snake people, which are these transdimensional aliens that actually control the population of South Georgia, Ukraine, and these areas of the South Caucasus Mountains. And they used to attack the caravans going along from Damascus, Syria to China every year, and they were the people, the stealers of identity. So they steal identity, and then they would kill you and take over your identity. And when people, we call them the Khazarian Jews. They joined in the 9th century. So people don't understand what's going on here. There's a lot of deception. And that includes inside the Catholic Church. For example, the Black Pope right now, he's not a real Christian. Obviously, you can see from his behavior. But we see this here in the population, same with our military people and people even in government. We know, for example, that Joe Biden is a member of what's called, he's a Catholic, he's a member of the same secret orders inside the Catholic Church that are actually dark. They're called the Dark Orders. And so it doesn't surprise me what Joe Biden is doing, is he's following orders from people above him, right?
I'm sorry, Bill, you said the Khazarian area?
Yeah, basically, yeah, exactly.
Okay, as in the area of the center of Ukraine, correct?
Right, the Khazarian Jews basically are the are some of the Khazarians were basically the ones who would attack the caravan going to China. And what would happen is as they attacked the caravan going through these areas, they later in the 9th century under King Balaam decided to become Jews rather than become Muslims or Christians. And so when they actually migrated, if you go to Israel right now, for example, the previous president of Israel was a Khazarian Jew. He wasn't a genetic Jew. So if you actually look at the genetics, about 87% of the Palestinians are actually genetic Hebrews. But if you look at the people who run the state of Israel, the top people, only about 2% are actually genetic Jews. Most of them are Khazarians. They come from other parts of the world that were not original Hebrews from the Middle East. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I'm sure the Sephardic Hebrews have something to say about that also.
So. Well, the Sephardic Jews have a combination of African. I just had an African Jew contact me last week. From North Africa, and a lot of them, their actual original Jews are a combination, because remember the Ark of the Covenant was brought to Ethiopia for a period of time when there was a great conflict going on in Israel, and they brought the Ark to northern to Ethiopia. And people, a lot of people don't know the Bible, don't understand this, that there's a lot of things going on over many centuries. But what I'm trying to put together here is that I don't understand everything, but I raise more questions than I have answers. And I'm not saying I have all the answers. All I'm saying is, we're seeing an expanse of things that look to me like we're heading toward World War III. And I'm not going to say I'm going to speak more prophetically. I want people to prep up with food, water, self-protection. I want people to be prayerfully ready to survive this, because I think God's going to make a way. He's going to tell us what to do to survive it. But we have to understand cybernetic attacks, genetic attacks, vaccine attacks, pathogen attacks, spiritual attacks. And you know, the rendition against you and the things that have attacked me, for example, and attacked other people like us, some of them we've died from it, is all related to the evil that's trying to capture the human race, right?
That's correct. So
closing comments. I want you to close some comments here, because I will continue this next week, but I want to open it up with the fact that I have a suspicion that Putin is not just like a normal human like you and me. That he's like Hillary Clinton or some of the other global leaders like Joe, like Klaus Schwab and George Soros, or something very different. He's like a human flesh being operated like an avatar by a transdimensional evil entity inside him.
Well, if you look anthropomorphically, you look at Vladimir Putin, there's something very different about him. I can't quite put my finger on it, but I know from it being in Ukraine and being in the Crimea, I've heard things about Vladimir Putin. Okay, and they all anthropomorphically speaking, they all bear a lot of study. Okay,
in other words, I'm not saying I have the answers. I'm saying I'm seeing a series of patterns here. Tell me, that's why we have to all rely on God, not Dr. Dingell or you, but we are guys that have been deep in the battlefield here. We have to realize we're battling not against just evil and self-centered humans. We're dealing with evil that's transdimensional and exoplanetary. It literally is Satan, who is the most intelligent created being in the universe, beside the infinite creation of God. The most intelligent created being is Lucifer, the fallen one, and his minions, and these super intelligent beings that are controlling our world. And we're dealing with a battle of extremely intelligent, very devious beings, aren't we?
Well, when you say a super intelligence, I think that is more applicable than not. And because usually intelligence doesn't include any kind of humanitarian or what is the word? The sense of belonging to the human race, put it that way.
Well, they don't. They're actually just totally determined to be controlling, and that's why I mentioned that little clip earlier about the sources of evil, materialistic and satanic. But people need to realize what we're dealing with is that right under the Bible, but if you get a Bible and read it carefully in Hebrew, you read the Book of the Dead, the Upanishads, the Urantia book, all of these holy books, all of them talk about the same thing. If you actually study them all, you say, there's a pattern here. And what I want people to understand is that we don't get talked about this pattern on Fox News or any other news item, and even the deep churches. The churches cover just like the skin surface of this issue, rather than dealing with the fact that we're dealing with an evil that, without God's help, is more intelligent than all of us, and is obviously manipulating us to always think we're on the right side. For example, in the West, we always think we're on the right side, but in fact, many of our world leaders are moving toward wokeness. Like, look at Hollywood and look at what's going on in Disneyland. They want to get rid of the idea of male and female, right?
What is it? Andrenergic? Is that the word?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Well, I guess that's a close word. It's basically they're trying to get rid of the idea of male and female and then get rid of the family.
Right.
But what people need to understand is our God is God, and all I'm going to do is try to serve God, and you serve God, and we'll continue this discussion next week. But do call me over the weekend, because I think you've got stuff to expose to me, because I think the people need to realize we're dealing with an evil that our God will protect us if we listen to him and do the right thing. But this is far bigger and badder. And I believe these events happening in Ukraine, and just like the you're going next week to Portugal to see the ceremony and regarding the Seal of Fatima, we're dealing with end time stuff. And you know, I don't know exactly how it's going to end, but we're close. We're close, right?
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Unquine at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family. Minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special MDR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
One capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill, MD, discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Strength, because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill, MD, discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
COVID-19 coronavirus is a serious worldwide pandemic, and many people are looking for their best defense. It's here at NutriMedical.com. Prepare with a first line of defense kit from NutriMedical. Dr. Bill Deagle's first line of defense kit helps block airborne pathogens and shuts down all viruses. This viral defense kit includes NIOSH N95 mask, antiviral wipes, monotomic Nutriodine, Nutrisilver antipathogenic spray, NutriDefense viral capsid blocker, Allicin Med, so powerful it kills MRSA, Power-C Plus to stop viral replication and cytokine storms. Our NutriMeds are unique in power and persistence to kill toxic viral particles and speed recovery. Protect your family now. Get your first line of defense kit from NutriMedical.com today. Don't be a carrier or succumb to COVID-19. Be prepared with Dr. Bill's first line of defense kit. Click NutriMedical.com, spelled N-U-T-R-I Medical.com, or call 888-212-8871, bringing nutrition and medicine together. NutriMedical.com.